السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that today, the 2nd of Rabi'ul Awwal 1444, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Suratul Jin, chapter 72, and today's lesson is verses number 8, right up to verse number 17. To recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us about the jinn. I explained to you in detail yesterday, when the words and the letters Jim Noon comes together, it means something that is hidden and concealed. Junoon, insanity, jinn, invisible creation, janin, the fetus in the womb of the mother. So Almighty Allah created this jinn min nari samum, from the smokeless fire. And you get the good ones and the bad ones, like in human being. And remember that Allah created human being and jinn. They have been given the taklif, meaning we are mukallaf, these responsibilities and these burdens to do good and abstain from evil. So therefore we call it mukallaf. And they heard the Quran Sharif read and recited by the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A group of them, they said, "Ansitu," remain silent. And then they went to call their own people and own type and species and what have you, and said, "Ajibu da'i Allah," that respond to the invitation from Almighty Allah, who's calling towards Almighty Allah, meaning Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter number 46 and verse number 30-31. So all this you will find, chapter 46, verses 29-30-31. So here Almighty Allah is telling us, this group of jinn, they embrace Iman, Islam, and they said, the foolish ones amongst us, they make the statements that remember lies, fabrications against Allah. Allah does not have a spouse, doesn't have children, he's wahdahu la sharika lahu. And you get others that they are seeking protection from the jinn and so forth. So the sin and the vices increases. So today's lesson, chapter number 72, Surah Jin, verses 8 to verse number 17. Now before we go on with that, let us give you something as a background. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, right till Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam's time, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, peace be upon him, was the last messenger and prophet for the Bani Israel, the Israelite prophets. So these jinn, they had free access, multiple visa. You know, in our term we use. They could go up and down, they could hear the commandments of Almighty Allah to the jinn, to the angels and so forth. So they would steal the information, all that. When Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth, was about to take place, before that and after that, before the Nubuwa, before receiving the revelation the first time, so Almighty Allah let Irhasat take place. Irhasat means extraordinary events. I'll just mention two that are related to our lesson. You know in Surah Fil, so Almighty Allah tells us about 55 days prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Abraha came with his elephants. He was burning with rage and jealousy and envy. Allah forbid, he wanted to demolish the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. And this is prior to the Miladun Nabi, auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Almighty Allah then speaks about it in Surah 105, chapter 105, Surah Fil. So the incident took place before the Mubarak auspicious Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you call that Irhas, the plural Irhasat, I-R-H-A-S. And remember that this is to show an extraordinary event is going to take place and so forth. Then you see when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak took place, now these jinnats and shayateen, they want to go up, steal information. Now they find that visa closed, no more. So when they steal, فَأَدْبَأَهُ شِحَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ, then a ray blazing fire comes and burns them and destroys them. So this is what Almighty Allah is informing us here. Chapter 72, Surah Jin, verse number 8, وَأَنَّا, and surely we the jinn, لَمَسْنَ السَّمَاءَ, we would touch the skies, meaning we would touch the celestial creation, we would go up into the skies, into the heavens and so forth, and we used to steal things from there. But now with Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Milad Mubarak, and this is even prior to the now Wahi and Iqra Bismi, the first revelation, فَوَجَدَنَا, hence we the jinnat, we found it muliat, full to capacity, harasan shadida, the guards were there and they were very very firm and solid. So the question arises, who are the guards? The malaika. Malaika dudud ghiladun shidad, Quran says they were firm and solid and they could not penetrate, they could not enter there, the jinnat and shaitan. And if they entered and ran away, washuhuba, the flames of fire would come and burn them and incinerate them. So all those are the miracles of Habibuna Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nobody must interfere with wahi and revelation. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. And remember that the people of the previous nations, generations, their books, their scriptures, all got what? Additions, omissions, interpolations. But Quran Sharif in its pristine purity. Hundreds of years, 1400 years plus have passed, and we have millions of hufas, people, male, female, adult and children, who have committed it to memory and by-hearted it. So that is the miracle that continues of the noble Quran. Chapter 15, verse number 9, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We surely, we, Allah stamping his authority, majesty, sovereignty, we revealed this reminder piecemeal gradually, and surely we are preserving it, protecting it, no addition, no omission, no interpolation. So this is all miracle of Quran Sharif and the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now what we used to do, the jinn, wa anna kunna, and we, kunna we, and kunna we used to naq'udu, we used to sit, minaha, so there you must remember in the skies and that, مقاعد لسام. We want to sit in some secret place here and there so we can hear something. From here we couldn't hear, so we moved there. We couldn't hear there, then we moved there. So that is how they were playing their own games. Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. He, Almighty Allah, knows everything. So Almighty Allah exposes them and humiliates them. So Almighty Allah states, فَمَنْ يَسْتَمِعِ الْآنَ. So whoever of you going to listen now, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to start receiving the wahi and so forth, يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا. So rasad, to watch. So he will be watching and seeing shihaba. So remember, that is the flames of fire that will be chasing and raging upon him and so forth, covering him from all sides and so forth. If you want another reference of this, open the surah just after Surah Yasin, and that is Surah As-Safat, chapter number 37, and there Almighty Allah speaks of it in detail as well. I read for you the relevant verses so you know where else you will find it in the Noble Quran. Inna zayyanna samaa ad-dunya bi zinatin al-kawakib. We beautified and adorned and embellished that this first sky, samaa ad-dunya, with the beautiful stars. We see this star and that star. وَحِفْظًا مِّن كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَّارِدٍ. And we made it a protection from every Satan and every Shaitan who is rebellious and turning against Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what they did, لَا يَسَّمَّعُونَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ الْأَعْلَى. They never heard what is happening there in the highest, highest skies and assembly. وَيُقْذَفُونَ. They were cast and thrown out, مِنْ كُلِّ جَانِبٍ, from all sides and direction. دُحُورًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ وَاصِبٍ. So humiliated, disgrace and perpetual punishment. إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَ. But they would steal one portion. فَأَدْبَأَهُ شِعَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. So that flame would come, and then it would incinerate them and burn them. See the word there? شِعَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. So read Surah 37, verses 6 to 10, and then read here where we are now. يَجِدْ لَهُ شِهَابًا رَصَدًا. That they are just waiting and watching for what? The flame to come, and then it will chase them and burn them and incinerate them. So now they would say, وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي. We the jinn, we don't know. أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Is this a calamity? Is this bad that was intended here for the people of the earth, punishment for them? أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا. Or Almighty Allah wanted to guide them and bring them to righteousness. So those who are going to be obedient, for them is Rashada. And those who are going to be the ones who are disobedient, so for them it will be a chastisement, punishment. So that is the khulasa, the summary of it. So wahi is protected by divine protection. How Almighty Allah makes the sun rise and set with perfection, accuracy, precision. So similarly, greater than that is wahi, revelation, which is supralogical, preserved, remember, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Then amongst us the jinn, وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ. Then we are, some of us, صَالِحُونَ. We are pious, meaning we accepted the message, the messenger, the articles of faith, all that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created this jinn and this human being except that they must worship me, recognize me. Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 51, Surah Dhariyat, and verse number 56. So it shows that the jinnat came first, then the human being, and then we are now two categories, believers, non-believers. The jinnat also are like that. So those who pass away with Iman and Islam, then they will go to Jannah, everlasting prosperity, happiness and joy. And those who die without Iman and faith, everlasting doom and gloom and the eternal fire. Allah protect us. So we need to remember we are mukallaf. We are given this responsibility and this burden, human being and jinn. وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ And some of us, contrary to that, we don't do that, they never brought Iman, so they've got kufr, they got shirk, they're rebellious and disobedient. كُنَّا تَرَائِكَ قِدَدًا So we follow different path. Tara'iq, the plural of tariq, and the path, and qidada mutafarriqa. Different roads, different path. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa, grandson of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Arabic you say sibtu, in Urdu you say Nawasa, in English you say grandson. So the beloved grandson of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his martyrdom, mentioned in the works of the Shias, Sheikh Mufid writes, remember, in Al-Irshad is the book, and Sheikh Mufid is the author, Shia author. So he writes, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu saw that these people, they are not fighting with him, they're fighting against him and the Ahlul Bayt, the household and family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's Friday, it's day of Ashura, 10th of Muharram, the Maidan is their Maidan at Tafuf, the place is Karbala in Iraq. We've been there with Allah's help in 2000. So listen to what he writes. Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wa salam rafa'a yadayhi. He raised his Mubarak hands. Wa da'a ala shi'atihi. And then he cursed the Shias. Allahumma immatatahum ila heen. Ya Allah, if you give them long life, fafarriqhum firaqa, then make them into groups and groups. Waj'alhum tara'iqa qidada. You see why I read it? See this word. Tara'iqa qidada. He said, now Hussein used the same word. Ya Allah, make them into splinter groups. They must go in different directions. They must have Skopskit and Donner. They must hit one another, destroy one another. Look at Iran and at how it's imploding now. So that is the bad dua, the curse of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda, sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So understand that we need to go back to our sources, and then you will understand what's happening in today's world. So these jinnat kunna taraika qidada, so they follow their different ways. Some go like human beings. You see, Zionists, secularists, capitalists, socialists, and remember, communists, and so many isms, whole lot, kulluhum finnar, all dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. The only way for salvation is Islam and Iman. Anybody, anything else is a recipe for disaster. وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا وَأَنَّا أَيْقَنَّا And now we are sure أَلَّن نُؤْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Then never can we frustrate Allah on this earth, in the heavens, in the earth, nowhere. So we can't go against the decree and the command of Allah. So ظَنَنَّا don't mean we think, we are sure that أَلَّن نُؤْجِزَ اللَّهَ We can never frustrate Almighty Allah فِي الْأَرْضِ On the land, sand, in the earth, in the skies, wherever it is. وَلَن نُعْجِزَهُ هَرَبًا And never can we frustrate him by taking flight and running away. We can never escape his punishment and chastisement, and we can't change the decree and the verdict of Almighty Allah. Who's saying all that? others, the jinnat. But today's human being, he thinks he is the most, the best and the masterpiece of Allah's creation, and they want to change the system of Allah. Look at this kuffar and the scientists and the new world order already starting. They say a genderless society. If you look at apartheid Israel, you see in the Haaretz is mentioned there that one officer of theirs, he is checking the privates of the Palestinians, and they love him so much they gave him promotion. So this is what these haramis do. Remember these type of things here. So these are the people who are the biggest terrorists today. So the point I'm making is we need to know that all these are the muqaddama, the introduction for the Dajjali fitna, for Dajjal to come. So they tell you that gender got nothing to do with your private, it's got to do with your heart and your mind. Whatever you say, then you are like that. So they call it genderless society. So satanic activities. They want to change the system of Allah. Allah, the jinnat say, Lanno jiz Allah. We can never frustrate the command and the decree of Almighty Allah. Allah says, sun will rise from the east. They say, no, it will rise from the south and north or somewhere. So nothing will happen like that. Wa anna lamma sami'na al-huda. And once we hear, now we hear the huda, the hidayat. And that hidayat enters the inner recesses of our heart. What is this huda and hidayat? Nurun wada'ahu Allahu fi qulubi al-ibad. It is the radiance and effulgence which enters into the inner recesses of the person's heart. Kay numayyiza bayna al-haqqi wal-batil. Then we draw a distinction, a dichotomy. What is haq and truth and what is batil and falsehood? Yea, in Africa, in Ethiopia, Habasha, I told you this morning, chapter 5, verse number 83. Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala an Sayyidina Ali's brother radiallahu anhu warda recited Surah Maryam. Najashi Negus radiallahu an, they were not Muslim, but they heard. And when they heard, what an impact the Quran Sharif had on them there and then. This is how Allah describes it. Chapter 5, verse 83, beginning of the 7th Jews, 7th Supara. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ. When they heard what was revealed to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the tears were rolling and they were crying, weeping. And now they recognize the truth. Who is Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha? Who is Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Jesus, peace be upon him? They and then, Yaqulun Rabbana amanna faktubna ma shahideen. Ya Allah, we bring iman. Ya Allah, we record our names on those who bear testimony and we give evidence. Ya Allah, we are true Muslims. He gave asylum to the companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hal jazaul ihsani illa al-ihsan. He passes away in the time of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Medina, tells the Sahaba, come out of the masjid, and then they perform the salatul janaza ghaiban, and that is in abstention. The Shafi'is humbly say it's permissible. That's an academic discussion. So we read our salat now, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. We got the park lights, then it becomes dumb lights, then bright lights, then fog lights, intelligent lights. So the hidayat, the nur, the radiance must increase, increase, increase. فَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِرَبِّهِ فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْسًا وَلَا رَهَقًا. And whosoever believes from the bottom of his heart in Almighty Allah, he fears nothing. بَخْسًا, he doesn't fear any form of nuqsana. There will never be a decrease for him. Always increase, increase in the reward. وَلَا رَهَقًا, and no form of sin and oppression and that. He knows there will be justice and goodness and everything. وَأَنَّا مِنَّ الْمُسْلِمُونَ وَمِنَّ الْقَاسِتُونَ. And from us, some are Muslims and some are qasitun, non-Muslim. Qasit al-jair. Imam Bukhari says, the zalimeen, the mushrikeen, the kafirin, that those who oppose and rebel against Almighty Allah. So both ways Allah Ta'ala gives the answer. and response. Faman aslama, whosoever becomes true Muslim, and he's dedicated, devoted, fa ulaika, those are the people. Taharrau rashada, they'll be searching, looking for the righteousness. What is the right thing to do? What is the right speech, right action? Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. See, rashada, so it comes from there. So they'll be searching, looking for rashada, righteousness, the correct one. وَأَمَّا الْقَاسِتُونَ, and those people were the kuffar among the jinn, فَكَانُوا لِجَهَنَّمَ حَطَبًا, so they will become the fuel of Jahannam and the fire of Jahannam. وَأَلَّوِ اسْتَقَامُوا, Allah says, and if they had to remain steadfast, عَلَى الطَّرِيقَ, on the right path, on the straight path, لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا, then we should have given them the water, the bounties in this world, مَاءً غَدَقًا, the sweet, sweet water, and the wonderful palatable water, the great, great bounties of Allah, that should be a bonus for them in this world, and the real optimum, handsome, maximum reward in the year after. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ, and the handsome, maximum reward in the year after. Allahumma zukuna, ya Allah, give us that. So when Allah showers his bounties, لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ, then we put them through a test also. Will you make shukr and be grateful to the bounties, or will you make kufran and be ungrateful? Allah says, make zikr, remember Allah, be obedient to Allah. If you don't do that, then thus are the consequences. وَمَنْ يُعْرِدْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ, and whosoever, remember, he turns away from the remembrance and the obedience of Almighty Allah, sustain and nourish. يَسْلُكُ عَذَابًا سَوَدًا, يَسْلُكُ يُدْخِلُهُ, Allah will admit him, dispatch him. عَذَابًا سَوَدًا, such a punishment, it will be climbing, climbing, meaning surrounding him from all sides, all directions. Allahumma ajirna min an-nar, ya Allah, you save us, protect us from Jahannam. We are weak, ya Allah, but we have Iman, Islam. We belong to the Ummah of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, out of your benevolence, grace and mercy. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.